The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, it's not far away. We hope you're ready.
Wrapping the pipes, pulling out the heaters. I've got food for chili and stew, trying to keep warm, and lined up some good movies.
Well, we know she's definitely ready.
Absolutely, she is.
Not at
all. KRLD is helping you get through this Arctic blast. We've got the latest news, weather, road conditions, airport updates, everything you need to know.
Plus, we have so many ways to be there for you on the radio and at home, on your smart speaker, on the Odyssey app. And we're leading off this morning with our team coverage with Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Danny, when is this going to hit?
Well, we got a lot of precipitation heading our way right now. Can you feel that winter storm warning that just went into effect?
Yes, I can.
Yep, it's 6 o'clock. And so that's for Dallas-Fort Worth, points north and northeast. Does include Tyler, us, all the way up to the Red River, including Sherman-Denison out towards Paris. Winter weather advisories are in place now. West of Fort Worth, out towards Mineral Wells, down to Stephenville, south. Cleburne, Waxahachie, all the way southwest to Del Rio and all the way out into the panhandle in West Texas. That's where lighter accumulations of a wintry mix will fall. But again, it'll take a little while for this precipitation to start reaching the ground, even though it's bearing down on Wise and Parker County right now. And as the day wears on, the precipitation will increase in intensity, mainly in the form of sleet and snow across our area, mainly snow north of us through the day today. But things will get worse this evening. Evening through the overnight, ending from west to east tomorrow.
And continuing our team coverage, KRLD's George Alfredis, if you've got to be outside this morning, there are some important reminders about how to protect yourself. Georgia, what are those?
Well, you got to layer up. Experts say two or three layers to be exact. You want to start with a moisture wicking base layer like thermal underwear. It works wonders. You want to add a warm middle layer like maybe fleece or wool. And then you got to finish with like a waterproof, windproof jacket to keep the wind from cutting through. And it's really important that you don't forget the details. A good hat, some insulated gloves, a scarf, and thermal socks. And those things are non-negotiable. Waterproof boots are really important in this kind of weather. George Alfredis, 1080 KRLD.
A winter weather warning is now in effect. North Texas gearing up for the first big winter weather event for the year. Of course, North Texas is set to get hit, but so are other parts of the state. And as you heard live on KRLD yesterday, Governor Abbott spoke about preparations.
The power grid is much more reliable and resilient than it's ever been in the history of the state of Texas. As Pablo indicated, listen, we have abundant supply that was added to the power grid over the course of the past year. If you look at the ERCOT site, you can see that there's going to be abundant available supply over what the demand is going to be.
Yeah, that's really good news for our state's power grid. Chief exec of ERCOT, Pablo Vegas, says they've inspected 150 power plants during the past month, and they'll visit another 170 in January.
The inspections are going very well. The generator and transmission community have been doing everything they need to do to make sure that their facilities will be running safely and reliably throughout events just like this.
No rolling blackouts expected. He says if your power does go out today, it's more likely to be a result of ice on lines or a car hitting a power pole.
And with today's weather, we are watching the power outage chances, and so are first responders like Dallas Fire Rescue. Their Jason Evans says during every storm, someone tries to bring an outdoor grill indoors to warm their home. That is dangerous and can even be deadly because the grills give off carbon monoxide. So don't do that.
No, don't do it at all. We don't want to see that.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates.
Today is a national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter, as the 39th president's official state funeral is held in Washington, D.C., the U.S. stock market is closed. Edison International said the deadly Eaton fire near Pasadena, California, started in its service area, and the utility owner is conducting a review as blazes scorch vast areas of Los Angeles. Fires have burned more than 27,000 acres and forced the evacuation of more than 100,000 people. At least five people have died. Homes and businesses have burned down. Many celebrities have lost their homes in the L.A. area fires. Airbnb says it's working with local organizations to offer temporary housing to people impacted by the fires. JCPenney has merged with the operator of brands including Lucky, Eddie Bauer, and Aeropostale. Penney's and Spark Group formed a new company called Catalyst Brands in an all-stock deal. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Well, out in Lubbock, they are already getting some snow and ice in Lubbock. That'll be kind of a canary in the mineshaft, if you will, for what we can expect here in the DFW area. The Lubbock Police Department are advising people to that there are already collisions on the roadway this morning. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that for you here on KRLD.
Well, today's weather in Texas reminding us of Winter Storm Uri. Yeah, that plunged the state into darkness for days 4 years ago. But this time, the lights are still on thanks to that emboldened power grid.
The grid is well positioned to perform during this winter weather event. The work that has been done over the past 4 years has really made a difference.
Thomas Gleason heads the Public Utility Commission. He says he's got full confidence in the state's power generators. They got their facilities winterized, and he says they have extra fuel on hand. If there is an outage, Gleason says it'll be due to downed power lines, not the grid itself.
It's a huge football game during a huge weather event. The Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic tomorrow night puts Texas up against Ohio State. The winner heads to the national championship game. And despite concerns about the weather, the game will go on as planned.
This game is going to be had on Friday evening. So everybody come on out to AT&T Stadium. Inside, guaranteed 73 and sunny.
You know, people are loving the sound of that. Michael Conradi, Chief Marketing Officer of the Cotton Bowl, he says you can hear it. Well, I'm telling you now, also, you can hear that game right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD, pregame at 5:30 and kickoff at 6:30.
You know, one of the things the forecast has done, tickets for the Cotton Bowl are coming down. A lot of people are like, I don't want to risk the roads. A look this morning shows a pair of tickets at AT&T Stadium's Peanut Gallery. Runs $120 on StubHub, around $130 on Ticketmaster. Compare that to the Orange Bowl happening at Hard Rock in Miami tonight, and their cheapest prices are for more than $200.
With a trip to college football's national title game on the line, Penn State will be taking on Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium tonight. Nittany Lions head coach James Franklin is expecting an even matchup.
I think in a lot of ways they're built similar to us. You look at their turnover ratio numbers. You look at their explosive play defense in terms of defending and limiting explosive plays.
It's been quite a while since either team has won a national championship. The Fighting Irish did it back in 1988. The Nittany Lions, 1986. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Well, when the cold hits, layering is your best friend, but you can overdo it, evidently. KRLD's Georgia Alfredas continues our team coverage, joins us live to share more about protecting yourself today. Georgia, what do you got?
Well, Ernesto and his landscaping crew are headed out to put ice melt down in business walkways and parking lots, and here's how they stay warm.
Steel toe for sure. Insulated boots, steel toe for sure, and if you have any of the overalls, it's one of the most recommended.
Georgia Alfredas, 1080 KRLD.
And KRLD's Austin York also checking in with this morning. He's out on the roads ahead of the winter weather.
Like so many other North Texans, when I opened my door this morning, I was kind of wondering what I would see outside, if it was going to be some sleet, if it was going to be some snow, maybe a little dusting. I know that it's supposed to arrive later today, but you're still curious to see if anything had fallen yet. And the good news right now for drivers is that none has fallen, at least that I've been able to see. I've been driving up and down North Central Expressway, going to the gym out there in Richardson, and the commute has been great. And another thing that I've noticed is there aren't as many people as normal out here on the roads today. I think a lot of people are taking precautions because they know that winter weather is on the way. Again, things right now are looking good, but this afternoon could be a lot different story, so you want to keep it right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Austin York on North Central Expressway, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The power grid looks in a very, very strong situation.
The grid is well positioned to perform during this winter weather event. The work that has been done over the past 4 years has really made a difference to help ensure that.
With this system, I don't anticipate any problems as far as not enough supply to meet demand.
Those are promises from several state officials, including Governor Abbott, that the lights and heat will stay on. Now, what they say could cause outages is trees that snap and take power lines with them, lines that freeze and break under the weight of ice.
If there is a loss of power, it's not going to be because of the power grid. It's going to be because of some impact on a local power line that your local power provider is going to be responsible for addressing. So it's important at this time to make sure you have all the contact information that you need, whether it be by phone, by texting, by website, whatever the case may be. They're going to be able to contact your local power provider to make sure, for one, you can learn about the situation, but for another, you can report that your power is down. You need to get it set back up.
Now, while you're prepping for the winter storm, don't forget about your car. AAA Texas says tires. Make sure you're check your tires and make sure your battery is in great condition. And after the storm comes through, clean the snow and ice off your car.
You know, that flying snow, the flying ice, it can become, of course, a debris that hits another vehicle, could land on someone else's windshield and block their visibility. So keep that in mind.
Daniel Armbruster with AAA Texas says you should also update your emergency kit. Have that blanket, jumper cables, road flares, and some food and water.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.